Blog Talk Radio. Hallelujah. So to God be the glory. Hallelujah. We are thankful, we are grateful, and we are excited, hallelujah, to have you with us tonight. To God be the glory. I am Elder Amen. Jordan, and it is a kingdom call. We are excited for this time that we have to break bread together with our sister, with our brother. Hallelujah. Take a few minutes, dial someone up, text them, call them, and let them know that we're on the air. Hallelujah. And we are coming with a word from the living God. So we have about 45 minutes or so. Take a moment and give your friend a call and invite them to feast at the table as we go to the living bread and dine. Do have a smorgasbord. Hallelujah. It is Wednesday night, and we are excited for our listeners to join in with us. We couldn't do this. Hallelujah. We wouldn't be here without you. You are a blessing, and we appreciate you. So thank you, thank you, thank you for joining in with a kingdom call. This is a kingdom call because it's kingdom time. Hallelujah. And I'm Elder Jordan. We're celebrating as we finish up this last quarter of 2015. It is quickly moving. Time is not standing still. And we want to finish the rest of this year strong. Hallelujah. We want to finish the rest of this year victorious. We want to complete and do what God has called us to do in these last few months. So we want to be here to encourage you. We want to be here to release a word in your spirit, amen, that will give you that ammunition, that will give you that gasoline that you need to just keep on running, hallelujah, that you complete and finish 2015 strong. It's almost over. We're actually into a new year under the Hebraic calendar, but under our Gregorian calendar, we still have a few more months. So we want to encourage you to keep your hands on the plow and to keep plowing forward and finish 2015 strong and powerful in the name of Jesus. Don't get weary. Don't fall by the wayside. Stay connected to the vine. Stay focused. Amen. Keep going to the well and keep drinking that water that you will finish and accomplish and complete the assignment that God had given you to complete in 2015. We don't want to go back. No, we want to keep going. So we are excited. Go ahead. Take a moment before we have our announcer come with the announcements of the ministry. Let someone know that we're on the air. We're going to be talking tonight, continuing with the great and powerful I Ams of Jesus. Amen. And tonight we'll be sharing about I am the way. Hallelujah. Jesus said, I am the way. I am the truth. Hallelujah. And I am the life. Hallelujah. There's only one way, y'all. There's only one way. Jesus is that way. So go ahead and take a moment and text your buddy, text your sister. Tell them to dial in. Tell them to log on. Tell them to get connected with this word. We will pause before we end the broadcast and take prayer requests, and if there aren't any prayer requests, we certainly will end covering you in prayer. So we're going to now have our announcer come forth, and I want you to listen tentatively. This is a kingdom ministry, and so God is opening doors for us to do kingdom work all over. We cannot do it without you. We need your support. We need your financial support. Yes, ma'am. It takes money. Yes, sir. It takes money to do the kingdom work, to do the will of the Lord. It takes money. And we also need your prayers. We also need you to partner with us as we go forth and do what God has called us to do. Well, we'll go ahead and see if our announcer is here. Sister Monica, are you with us?
I am here. Can you hear me okay?
Amen. God bless you.
Amen. All right. Coming up on Monday, we will have the International Intercessory Prayer Network, which meets at 9:30 each Monday evening. The telephone number is 218-936-6142, 218-936-6142. The passcode is 772937, 772937. This is a prayer call for everyone who just wants to join in and pray. There's an open prayer line, and so you will be able to hear others as they pray as well. On each Wednesday, we would like for you to join us for Midday Fire, and that's at high noon. It is 30 minutes of prayer intercession to keep you fired up and energized to complete the task. You can dial in, connect, and receive. Again, this number is 218-936-6142. 218-936-6142, 772-937 pound is the access number. Again, we will utilize this number on Monday evenings at 9:30 and Wednesday at high noon. Coming up on October 23rd at 7 o'clock p.m., we will have Laughter, Love to Life. This is our social, and it will be at the headquarters. That's at 3213 I-30 in Mesquite, Texas, 75150. Also, we would like for you to join us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook, hashtag Kingdom Time. Also, mark your calendars for October 31st from 7 a.m. to 12 p.m. at the First Free Will Baptist Church. That's the First Free Will Baptist Church, located at 1415 Wheatland Road in Duncanville. 1415 Wheatland Road in Duncanville. Granny's Place Ministries presents Mind, Body, and Soul Health Fair. If you need more information, it's 972-802-6495. There will be lots of screenings, prizes, fun, games, and activities. So please come out. Amen?
Amen.
Also coming up on November 21st at 2 o'clock p.m., we will be in the Pleasant Grove community for our annual Thanksgiving feast. We're asking for donations. Your donations are tax deductible. We are also asking for non-perishable goods. We're also asking you to come out and join with us as we minister to the people, as we have a good time. Come out and have fun. Amen?
Amen.
December the 12th, we will have our Christmas with the Elderly, and this would be at the Edgewood Manor Senior Apartment Community in South Dallas. Again, we would love to have you join in with us with your donations, your time, your non-perishable items. These are all Kingdom Outreach events that we are promoting, and it's all to touch the body. Amen?
Amen.
If you would like to support financially Linda Jordan Ministries, please send your donations to P.O. Box 852-501. That's 852-501 in Mesquite, Texas, 75185. Or you may go to our website, lyndajordanministries.com, and you may give your donation through PayPal. I must let you also know that PayPal deducts 3% for a processing fee, so please keep that in mind. To send prayer requests, please send them to lwjministries@gmail.com. That's lwjministries@gmail.com. Amen. These are your kingdom happenings. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. God bless you, sister, and thank you so much for sharing those announcements. Again, I pray that our awesome listeners, no matter where you are listening from, have taken down those announcements and partner with us in moving the kingdom work forth for the glory of God. Thank you, Sister Monica. We're excited about our upcoming Laughter, Love to Life social that will be next Friday. So you can hit us up on Facebook or email us, and we can give you more about that. And more importantly, we have our How Do We Say Thanks? How Can I Say Thanks? That's our theme for our Thanksgiving celebration and feast. And we will be on the streets in the community of Pleasant Grove. And so that is a pretty big project where we're able to minister and feed and love on a lot of families. So we certainly need your support. So please partner, and you will be greatly blessed by being a blessing. Amen. Well, to God be the glory. We are on the air, and we are back in the awesome book of John. Hallelujah. I do want to note that the lines are live. I mean, the air, the broadcast is live. So right now it seems to be no noise, no background noise. So I appreciate that. If by chance you happen to have some background noise, if you would please mute your phone, that way it won't bleed into what we're doing tonight. Is that all right? So I guess I'll start off by saying if everybody can just give me a hallelujah and a thank you, Jesus, for the Lord tonight.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, y'all sound like you're tired. Wake up, wake up, wake up. Hallelujah. Well, God bless you. I can hear you. That's what I wanted to do. I wanted to hear you. And so if something that I say is the truth, I need somebody to say amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Well, we are going to go into the book of John. God bless you. We're going into the book of St. John, and we are at the 14th chapter. And as I stated, we were decreeing and declaring the I am that Jesus stated in the book of John. I am the bread of life. I am the light of the world. Amen. And tonight we're talking about the truth. He is declaring that he is the way. I am the way, the truth, and the light. And we'll start reading at John 14, at the first verse. It says, don't let, and I'm reading from New Translation Bible. It says, don't let your heart be troubled. Trust in God and trust also in me. There is more than enough room in my Father's house. If this were not so, I would not have told you that I'm going to prepare a place for you. When everything is ready, I will come and get you so that you will also be with me where I am. And you know the way to where I am going. No, we don't know, Lord, Thomas said. We have no idea where you are going, so how can we know the way? Verse 6 says, Jesus told him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one can come to the Father except through me. If you had really known me, you would know who my Father is. Mm. From now on, you do know him, and you have seen him. Wonder why he said that. Well, let's just go back. Now, this all is being done as Jesus is having, in the upper room, having his the Last Supper with his disciples. And we are very familiar with this scripture, where I am, you may be, you know, that I'm going to prepare a place for you. That is a very familiar scripture. We hear it often preached. And now we're just studying it in the text of where God actually was speaking and why he was even in this whole conversation. And it started when they were at the supper, having the Last Supper in the upper room. He was letting them know that I'll be leaving you soon. And we know today that we have to declare who is the way. How do you get to the Father? We have so many different religions. We have so many other doctrines. We have people preaching and teaching different ways to get to Christ, that there is, to get to God, that you can do this and you can do that, and you can come by this name and you can go by that name. But Jesus declared in the Word that I am the way. Amen? And we cannot get it twisted. We cannot get it confused, because we are in the last days and we need to know the way to the Father. Amen? And so Jesus, as he is sharing this with the disciples, because the disciples are a little troubled by this news. They've been walking with Jesus. They've been studying with him. They've been on his ministry journey with him. And Thomas asked the question, where are you going? Well, what do you think we've been doing all this time? What do you think I've been trying to teach you and prepare you? I've been preparing you for the way. John the Baptist, that's what he did. He prepared the way of the Lord. And here Jesus is declaring that I am the way. I am the way to the Father. No man can come to the Father but by me. Amen? Are you there? Is anybody there? Are you with me tonight? Hallelujah. So as we look at the Word of God, it reminds us that just as the disciples were a little confused, they were a little troubled, they did not want to take this word in, you know, that first of all, Jesus was going away. That's why he said, don't let your hearts be troubled, you know. And I tell you tonight, we do not need to allow circumstances or situations, the news that we've heard, the report that we have heard, to cause us to take our eyes off of Jesus. Let not your heart be troubled. Amen? Trust in God. Proverbs, Philippians said, lean not to your own understanding. Acknowledge him in all of your ways, and he will direct your path, because he is the way. Jesus is the way. Amen?
Amen.
Now, one of the things, you know, he told them that I am, you know, that word I am is a declaration. It is an emphatic I am. You know, whatever comes after that, I am letting you know that I got it. I am the way.
Well,
and he said, I am going to prepare a place for you. I'm going to do this. And I'll come back to get you. Amen? you've got to accept God as your Savior, me as your Savior, and know the truth, walk in the truth, accept the word of God. See, the disciples were still a little bit, they still didn't have it quite together and completely trusting in God. That's why he said, trust in God and also trust in me. Me and my Father, we are one. You see me, you see the Father. Amen. I've been with you all this time. You don't know who I am. I am the way. You've seen me turn water into wine. You've seen me heal the sick. You've seen me bring sight to the blind. I am the way. No one can come to the Father except through me. Hallelujah. This is one of the most basic and the most important, even though it's basic, it is the most important passage in the scripture. Amen. How can we know the way to God? The only way that we could come to the Father is through his Son, Jesus. Jesus is the way. Amen. Jesus says that he is the only way to the Father. Now, there may be some people that would argue that this way is narrow. And the Bible says that narrow is the way of those who find it, and broad is the way to destruction. But it's really not narrow. It really isn't narrow, saints, because this way, the whole world can come this way. The entire world could come through this way. So it's not so narrow. The enemy, this old flesh, would have us to think that narrow is the way. And it says narrow is the way when it talks about because there are certain limits. There are limits to things that we have to live by in order to walk with the Lord. Amen? We can't just live a riotous life. You know, we can't, you know, do things that doesn't bring God glory out of our life. Amen. So in that sense, narrow is the way. But God has made it wide enough so that no one would miss him. Amen. Yes. No one would miss him. We trust Jesus, and he takes us to the Father, and then we have all of the benefits as a child of God. Amen. Narrow is the way to destruction. Hallelujah. But Jesus declares tonight that he is the way. As the way, Jesus is our pathway to the Father. As the way, Jesus is our light to the path to the Father. As the truth, he is the reality of all of God's promises. We get the promises through Jesus. As the light, we are joined together by Jesus, by the Father, that brings us together with them. He is the way, the truth, and the light. And Jesus does not, it's an easy word. It's not hard. He doesn't make it difficult for us to understand. Amen. He is the way. He's the only way. Amen. One of the Lord's statements, it said, no man can come to the Father but by me. That wipes away any other way that we could come to the Father. There is no other way that we can enter into the kingdom of heaven. It's not good works. It's not anything under tradition. We can't pay our way. Amen. There is only one way. Amen. And that way is through Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
We have people that talk about all types of different types of religion and different types of ritual, amen, and things that you need to do. You need to follow Jesus. You need to accept Jesus as your Savior. You need to follow the Word of God, knowing that the Word leads us to the Father. Hallelujah. Jesus came to lead us to the Father. Amen. How would this assurance of going to heaven keep us from our hearts being troubled? Amen. Who could, you know, walk this journey without being troubled unless you knew that God is in control? He is in control of everything. He's in control of everything. So no matter what we're going through, no matter what we're dealing with, we have to know that there's only one way. And I can only see the Father by going through and accepting His Son as my Savior. Amen. They talk about there are many roads. When we give the plan of salvation, we typically go through what we call Romans, the Romans road. That road leads us through the plan of salvation, and the plan of salvation leads us to Jesus Christ, and that leads us to the Father, amen, and that leads us to eternal life. We want eternal life with Jesus Christ, amen. We can go bad road, or we can go down the good road. But as Jesus was trying to tell Thomas, you need to know that there's only one way. Don't let anyone trick you. Don't let anyone try to get you to bow to Baal or to go through Buddha or to pray to Mary. No, it's only one way to the Father, and that's through me. My Father and I are one, and He has sent me to be the light of this world. And I want to impart what I have in you, because I'm leaving, Thomas, but I'm leaving you with a comforter. I'm leaving you with my word. I'm leaving you with something that you can hold on to so that you won't be strayed by every wind and doctrine, so that you won't be easily moved from what I've taught you. I'm leaving you a comforter. You need to know who I am first. And then you need to know that this is the pathway that you need to follow. You need to know that I've come to prepare the way to the Father. And we want, as we have so many cults, we have so many anti-religious organizations or ministries, that is really promoting themselves like never before, we need to know without a shadow of a doubt, and we need to make sure that our children know that it's only one way, that they need not to bow to anyone, no idol and no other person, but to God. That Jesus came to lead us to the Father, and He is the way. He is the way, He is the truth, and He is the life. Amen. He reminds us that He would lay down His life for His sheep. We are His sheep. No one else would lay down their life. No one else would give up their life for someone else. But Jesus came, and he came that we would have life and have it more abundantly with the Father through him. Amen. And so we don't want to get it twisted. He said he is the way. So he's the way for us to address the Father. When we pray, we need to pray in the name of Yeshua. We need to pray in the name of Jesus. He said he's the way. He is the way we get to the Father. Amen. He says, I'm the truth. We find the truth of God in the Word of God. So whatever you're dealing with and whatever you're going through, don't focus on that. Find your answer to that situation through the Word of God, because God's Word is truth. He said, trust in me. Trust in me. I won't forsake you. I won't turn my back on you. Trust in me and lean not to your own understanding. I want you to look at a couple of scriptures and just jot this down. Matthew 5:22, Matthew 5:28, and 5:32. Amen. He's reminding us of who he is in our lives and the authority that we have through the truth of God's word. Amen. So we have our strength. We have our authority. We have our right through the word of God, as Jesus was sent here to show us the way. Hallelujah. So I want to encourage our listeners to know without a shadow of a doubt that there's only one way to the Father. There's only one way to Yahweh, and that's through his Son, Yeshua, who he sent for us to use. And it's power in the name of Jesus. It is victory in the name of Jesus. Everything that we need, we find in him. And he's declaring in this word that he's coming back. He is going to prepare a place for us. Amen. A place for us. When he comes back to get us. Amen. He's taking us back to that prepared place. Hallelujah. Don't you want to go? Don't you want to go to that prepared place? Hallelujah. Amen. I reckon, it says in Hebrews, for I reckon that the suffering of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory that shall be revealed in us. That's in Romans 8. As he goes to prepare a place, he's coming back to receive us unto himself. Amen. He is the way, he is the truth, and he is the life. Amen. So receive that and know that Jesus declared that he is the way. That's the only way we can get to the Father. Everything that we have need of, every request that we have, we go through the Father. Hallelujah. We go through the Son. Amen. And know that he is the way. To God be the glory, knowing that God has sent his Son to be our light, to be our path, to be the way. He is the only way. Amen. He has decreed and declared that I am the bread of life. I am the light of the world. I am, amen, the way, the truth, and the life. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. We want to open up the lines for prayer. Hallelujah. If there is anyone that has a prayer request, we want to come in agreement with you. We want to join our faith with you. We want to believe God, hallelujah, to answer that prayer request for you. We are here to join our faith with you. Is there anyone that has a prayer request or a testimony to share the goodness of God? God bless you. Sister Tyra. Amen.
How are you? Good to hear you.
I'm great. How are you?
I'm fine.
Amen. Did you have a testimony or a prayer request?
Pray for my family and friends, my marriage.
Amen. Your marriage and your family. Hallelujah. Sister Tyra. Amen. God bless you. All right. Anyone else? Good to hear you, sweetie.
Yes, ma'am.
Hallelujah. We did get a prayer request that came in for baby Christina. She was born 25 weeks. And so we are just believing God to completely develop every part of her little body in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We also want had a report of a young man who in a spirit of rage and took someone's life. And so we want to pray for that youth and the family who has lost a loved one. Tell you, the enemy is trying to take our young people and destroy their lives, but we bind every trick of the enemy in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Is there anything else? Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We know the way. We know Jesus is the way. We know. Hallelujah. We pointing them to Jesus. Is there anyone else?
Amen. Good evening, Amen. Elder Jordan.
God bless.
Esther Child Key Mom on the prayer list, that God will continue to heal her body. She had a surgery today. They removed a tumor in her breast. But all is well.
Amen. Tumor.
Mm-hmm. All is well. God went in and he came out victorious.
Hallelujah.
All is well. I give God all the glory and all the praise. Whatever we ask the Father in Jesus' name, he'll do it. So I went in now, trusting and believing in God, and God will never fail. So keep lift my mother up, Rosie Hall. Keep lifting her up, that God will continue to do a healing. That he
Amen.
Is the healer.
He is the healer. Rosie Hall.
My testimony, my prayer.
Hallelujah. He is the healer. Hallelujah.
Yes,
Amen. Praise God. Anyone else? Thank you, sister. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Sister Monica, did you get those requests?
Yes, ma'am.
Hallelujah. Well, we are going to join our faith as I called these requests out before the Lord, and Sister Monica, we will join our faith with her as she lifts them up to the Lord, and we want to bring Sister Gloria. Hallelujah. And Sister Gloria, Father, we lift up to you tonight for complete and total healing. We thank you for bringing Sister Rosa Hall, hallelujah, through the surgery, and we just thank you for complete, total Pastor William, yes, for continuing to raise him up and bring him to complete and total healing. And Sister Tyra and her family, her marriage, Lord God, mm-hmm. that you will restore the marriage, that you will strengthen the family, that you will provide for mm-hmm. her needs. And we thank you for baby Crystal, who's been in the world for just a few days and came prematurely at 25 weeks. But we know you to be the healer. Yes, you did. Finished developing every part of her body, Lord God. And we just thank you as we bring these requests, and even the request that has not been spoken unto you, we bring that to you, Father.
Yes.
And we thank you, Lord. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Hallelujah. Amen.
Good.
Glory, glory to you.
Hallelujah. Father, we just give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor, Lord, for who you are, Father. We thank you for the word on tonight, Lord. We thank you, O God, that you shall show yourself strong in our lives, O God. Father God, we know, Lord God, that there are people who are hanging by a thread now, Lord. And Father God, if you don't move for them, Father God, they don't know what they're going to do. But Father, we know, O God, that you have already dispatched your angels. Keep watching,
yes,
oh God, and to go forth, Lord God, and take care of every need, to make a way, Lord God, out of no way. Father, we thank you, oh God, for the good reports that we have received, Lord God. Father, we thank you, oh God, for the seemingly bad reports that we have received, Father. But we shall not fear, Father, because we know, Lord God, that that's ground for you to do what you do best, God, and that's show up and show out. Father, we trust you, oh God, because you've proven yourself time and time again. Father God, we thank you for such a cloud of witnesses that we have, oh God, that we can look, Lord God, in your word, Father. We can look, Lord God, and around us, oh God, and know that you are in the midst of it all, Lord God. Father, we come, Lord God, asking for protection for our children, oh God. Father, we ask right now, oh God, that you will give them, Father God, a spirit, Father God, that will be calm and peace, Lord God. Father, we bind the spirit of fear because we know that it's not of you, oh God. Father, we lift up those who are sick in mind, Father. Those, Lord God, who are depressed and oppressed, Lord. Those, oh God, who are dealing with depression and schizophrenia and bipolarism, oh God, and dementia and Alzheimer's, oh God. Father, we declare and decree, Lord God, clarity of mind, Father. Clarity in emotions, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we know that the enemy is going to and fro, Lord God. Father, seeking who he can kill and destroy. But, Father, we thank you for the saints of the Most High God who will bend their knee, who will turn their plate down, who will fall on their face and cry out to you, O God, for our brothers and our sisters. God, we, Father, lift up our children to you, Lord God. Father, we ask that you move, O God. Be a hedge of protection around them, O God, each and every day, O God. Father God, with the things that they see, Lord God, and the things that they hear, O God, we ask, Lord, that you would just stir them up, God. Father God, that the word that they've heard, Lord God, a scripture that they've heard, a song that they've heard, Father God, pertaining to you, that would just rise up, Father, and they can hold on to it, Lord. Father God, let them have some hope, Father God, in this hopeless world, Lord God. Father, we thank you, Lord God, that our generation is not without hope, Father, because there's a remnant, Father, who's on their face, Lord, crying out, Father God, on their behalf. Father, we thank you for marriages today, because Lord God, you instituted it, Lord God. Father, we thank you for the family, God, because you instituted it, Lord God. And we know, oh God, that you're in the midst, Father. We give families to you. We give marriages to you in the name of Jesus. Father, allow us to deny ourselves, Father. Seek your face, Lord God, and fall in love with you, Father, because we know that when we fall in love with you, God, we can love ourselves, oh God. And when we can love ourselves, Father, we can love one another, oh God. Father, we come in the name of Jesus.
We need your love, Father. Father, we need you to hold us, God. Father, we need, Father God, you to be right there for us, oh God. Let us know, Lord God, in some shape, form, or fashion that you've never left us nor forsaken us, oh God. Father, some of us have been dealt a life, Father God, that hasn't been pretty, Lord God. Father God, some things have been done unjustly, Lord God. But, Father, you already know all about it, Lord God. But we thank you for people who will come to their aid, Father God, to let them know, Lord God, that you love, you care about us, and you're always right there, Lord God. Father, we lift up everyone who's on the line, Father God, on tonight. Father, we lift up those family members attached, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, allow someone just to know who you are, God, in the pardon of their sins. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for souls coming into the kingdom, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, that your word has gone forth, Lord God, and somebody has heard, oh God, and have been pricked in their hearts, oh God. We lift up our churches, oh God. Father God, allow us not to be about our own agenda, but allow us to be about your agenda, which is the saving of souls, oh God. Father, allow us to turn back to you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we love you, Father. We love you so much, Father. We glorify you and we magnify your holy name, God. Father, we bless you for who you are, God. Father, if we had 10,000 tongues, we could not bless you enough, Father God. But with the one tongue that we have, Father, we will make the sacrifice of praise unto you, oh God. Father, with the fruit of our lips. Father, with our two hands, we shall clap them, oh God, and we shall wave them in reverence unto you, O God. Father God, with our knees, Father God, we shall bend them, O God. In the name of Jesus, God, I thank you that you give us the ability to be able to worship you and praise you, O God. Father, I thank you, O God, that we'll never leave an opportunity go by, Father God, without lifting up your name, Father God, in praise. Father God, we thank you, O God, that we will not be so busy, Father, where we, Father, miss an opportunity to sow a seed into someone's life, Father God, and give them your word, Father God. Father, we thank you, O God. Oh, Father, we thank you for who you are, Father. We thank you for ministries like Linda Joy's Outreach Ministries, Father God, who, Father God, heart and mind, Father, is about souls. Heart and mind is about the lost, Father God. Heart and mind, Father God, about those who need, Father God, to know about you, Lord God. Father God, heart and soul, Father God, is about being a help to somebody to let them know that you're real, Father God. Father, we thank you, Lord God, that every resource that we stand in need of, Father God, we thank you for sending it in now in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for sending us co-laborers, Lord God, to help us, Father God, with the task that you have given unto us, oh God. Father, we lift up the visionary, oh God. Continue to keep her and cover her, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, her family, Lord God, and Father, everyone attached to her, Father, we know, Lord God, that the enemy is mad, Father God, about ministries like these, Father God. And Father God, we just declare no backlash in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for every testimony, oh God, that you have already brought forth. We thank you for, Father God, the souls that have already come in, Father God. Father God, now, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for this radio broadcast, Lord God, that we're able to go across the world, Lord God. Father, we ask, oh God, that you, Father, we just move, Lord God, upon the airwaves in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for business people everywhere, oh God. Allow us, oh God, to stand strong, Father God, and be about your business, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, we just give you the praise, we give you the glory, we give you the honor, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, you're holy, oh God. You're mighty, Father. You're glorious. You're marvelous, oh God. You're awesome in all your ways. We bless you, oh God, for your compassionate, oh God, favor toward us, oh God. Father, we just thank you that you would take us deeper into your word, Father God. Bring us closer to you, Lord God. Oh, God, we bless you. And we magnify your name. We give you all the glory, honor, and praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to you, name God. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Bless your name, God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you,
Jesus. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. It is well. It is so.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. We thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
God be the glory.
Thank
God
you,
bless
Lord.
You for that prayer, sister. To God
Amen.
Be the glory. Amen. Amen. We bless everyone who has connected. Receive the prayer, receive the word, and walk in the way. For Jesus is the way. He's the truth, and he is the life.
Amen.
That we need on the side of us. Hallelujah. God bless you. This is a kingdom call, and I am Elder Jordan. God bless you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.